Zeta Jones, Scarlett Johansson, Carmen Electra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Yeah, A&T, I see you, boy. Ready. boy J Dog.
This is W. Mixing the tracks back to back. Beat to beat. Beat to beat. With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Real job.
Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Ride Shotgun, E-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up. That's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio room featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Y'all know what it is.
Of independence, shot heard around the world, national attention. To all the powers that be, my name should be mentioned. There's a message in the bottle, read every sentence. This is for every DJ who ever made a presence. Represented this art form in every essence. Taught you how to party, no dance lessons. Know how to cut a race, no tangent. Yeah, it's that heat that they're looking for. All these other rappers that look up, not looking wrong. They just to baby look when they tell y'all. Party in the front, it was on the floor. Yo, DJ, that's my DJ. Whether you're chilling in the club or on the freeway, to make your heart as day, just seem easy. Rest in peace, JMJ, be easy.
Automatic spell. drop of blood, we replace him again. To see up in the mirror and examine it. Was it worth getting hit for the glamorous gift? When he hit it, it would sound like this. With a moment of understanding, it's just quick. No matter what, life goes on, the clock must stick. When he hit it, it would sound like this. No matter what, life goes on, the clock must stick.
I'm calling all performing artists and groups. Register now to star in the next Fame Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fame Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
This is it. So look around the room for a brief second. These are the people that we're going to be struggling with. Are you following me? Now, listen, if your uncle, your cousin, your homeboy, and your girlfriend ain't here, too damn bad. Are you following me? Because when the door shuts, the door is going to shut. And I purposely did it this way because I didn't want to invite everyone. I wanted to weed out the weak people and get rid of the naysayers and the people with the lip service. Are you following me? To know who's really for real. Aren't you tired of the madness to say, okay, well, we keep having these meetings, we keep talking. What are we going to do? Well, this is it. These are the ones that's going to do whatever it is that we're going to do. We're not going to put what we're going to do on film because some people don't need to know that right or wrong. We'll wait till we turn the cameras off and then we'll strategize. Are you following me? But what I can say on film is this, that we need to start having preparedness meetings. All right? To prepare ourselves. So if you came to the preparedness meeting and you got prepared, you take that to the people on your side of town and the people in your clique that you know. And if everyone do that, then we can prepare our people. Are you following me? All right. Just a few announcements. Before I do this, I was just in New York at the Def Jam, 20th anniversary of Def Jam, via VH1 Hip Hop Honor. How many people have actually heard the interview on WorldStarHipHop.com? How many people heard it on the Cult Science Radio? How many people did you hear it at all? How many of you look at YouTube in court? also. But regardless of where you heard it from, people are calling me asking, aren't you afraid that some of these people may threaten you and whatever? So when I was in New York, I was prepared and ready for these people to threaten me, but they never did. And I'm going to call some of them out today. And I hope they get this. Let me put this up on YouTube so we can call them out and just read them out. See, a lot of times, I just like to use Shit Night for an example. You know, a lot of times, the big 300-pound chalky dude, a lot of times, just hearing what he has done to other people puts fear in your heart until he's tested. Are you following me? Well, you see, that's what we have to do. We have to test these people to see how really bad they are. Are you following me? They talk tough in the studio and on the TV. When we put the word out, hopefully, they'll respond. But a lot of times, they just don't respond. Are you following me? Now I'm a little dude. I'm a little dude, right? Now you try to figure, they need somebody to say something. Are you following me? But none of them say anything. I didn't get a phone call, threatening email, or anything. Are you following me? So I'm not saying that to say that I'm going to push the envelope anymore. I'm just going to continue down my path. Are you following me? So I'm saying all that to say this. We have to do what we have to do. They're already doing what they do. Are you following me? My mission is to raise the conscious level of everyone in this particular room, and hopefully you can affect three other people, all right? So we can become conscious, so we can change ourselves, so we can change the world. Now, I know you're saying yourself, that's a hard task. No, it's not. Since I put your word out, you came, and look how many people I've affected, all right? Are you following me? So you have to do the same thing. So let's dive into this. So I talked with, had a pleasant conversation with Ashanti. He was all murdered. And beautiful, dark person, beautiful woman. They don't have a clue what's going on with the Illuminati. You can hear me. Don't have an absolute damn clue. Are you following me? Got a lot of love from Method Man, Ja Rule, Onyx, especially Chicken Finger with you. I'm saying next to you. Oh, yo, so, oh my, yo, Rick, what's up, man? I heard some chicken just said on YouTube, man. It's like, you a bad little motherfucker, man. I'm like, okay. Not that that's a problem, man. But yeah, man, I was saying like this. This dude is bold, man. So we had a brief conversation. Ashley was in the dressing room with Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine and Bruce Riley from The Coup, who formed a group called Street Sleeper Social Club. But we was also in the room with Flavor and Ludacris. I'm telling you, I'm saying this on film. This dude couldn't even look up and look me in the eye and say, what's up, Griff? How you doing? Every time I got near him, he moved away from me because he didn't really want to take a picture of us together. Now, I get this kind of foolishness from people like Denzel Washington, Russell Simmons, and other people. Like I want to take a picture with them. It don't move me one way or another. You understand what I'm saying? And we have to understand that dynamic. I'm not there to get a damn autograph and a photo op. I have a mission. Look like they have a mission. Are you following me? So we have to understand these kind of Negroes, though, and that kind of Negro-ness. Are you following me? And just expect it. The Illuminati's takeover of hip-hop, all right? Right now, as Black Dot says, if you're in this room and you're still listening to V103, 1079, and you're still hanging out at the club, partying, getting your groove on, which, don't get me wrong, it's nothing... wrong with going out and releasing some tension with your girlfriends or your homies. Don't get me wrong. But if you're enjoying the music to the point where you're throwing a couple back and you're partying to the music and you think everything is everything and we got a black president and everything is going to be fine, you at the wrong goddamn lecture. Are you following me? This is not that lecture. It's the one down the street or next week. You at the wrong lecture. We have to take care of some serious business today because the people that are waking in millions after our soul and our children's soul. And they don't give a damn about us. Are you following me? All right, so if my voice gets a little raspy and I start to yell, don't take it personal, all right? I got to speak to a degree of ignorance. Now, these are not my particular images, per se. But in order for me to attract people to the DVD and the lecture, we have to let people know this is what we're going to be dealing with, these demonic forces. Don't even get caught up into the colors of red and black, because if you deal with the Akan people and the Ifa and the Yoruba tradition, the warrior colors are red and black. We just got to steal our energy back from these people. Are you following me? All right, cool. So let's push forward. So let's deal with the black music and the psychoanalytical destruction of a stolen legacy. We have a long history of black music that has been left to us, left in our care. And you see how we've handled soul music, gospel, jazz? We've let these other people creep in and take our music and change the frequency of the music. So when you hear those low bass tones, all right, when you hear that low vibratory music, all right, it's hitting your ear. It's stimulating something. That energy travels up the base of the spine. It taps into your pituitary gland and your pineal gland. Once you tap your pituitary gland and releases those hormones, that's you, sister, on the dance floor backing it up on some dude at the club. You don't even know who the hell he is, and he's grinding on you. Listening to the song, calling you all out your name, but you dancing because he threw a couple back now. You straight. Are you following me? So we have to understand this particular dynamic. So now you're out of your mind because you've been dragged to America. You're wearing somebody else's clothes, eating somebody else's food, worshiping somebody else's God, eating somebody else's food. You're dancing to music that's attacking your higher frequency because they're attacking you in the fourth dimension, and they're attacking you here with dealing with your lower chakras. Now you see the psychological covert water being waged against us? And if you don't notice, you're going to lose. They're taking our music, put a label on it, and a new face on it, so now when you go back and look at jazz, you don't even see us. And I'm sure we can get together and mention some great. The psychoanalytical. Analytical only means analyzing it and reading between the lines. When we talk about the psyche in psychology, we're not talking about the mind, we're talking about the soul. So when you hear someone with a psych major and they start talking about the mind, say, no, you're dead ass. Wrong. Psyche has nothing to do with the mind. It's the soul. Our great philosophers and teachers taught us know thyself. And everyone that I meet, including the brothers and sisters that are here, I want to ask y'all a question. Everyone I meet, I ask this question to: what's your purpose in life? What's your mission statement? Mine is to step forward, my left foot forward, trampling evil. Are you following me? All right, and salvation of the soul. So every step I take is salvation of the soul. Are you following me? But we have to understand what happened on a psyche level, an analytical level, and what happened as a result to destruction of our stolen legacy. Are you following me?
Yo, real talk. Real talk. This is what it's about. This is where they do that radio. And sometimes, in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. I got a very special guest that's going to be coming on tonight. We've been talking about this jump down for a minute. Yo, real talk. He's already, to me, already an icon in the industry, real talk, you know what I'm saying? My man NLG definitely, you know, broke waves of him a couple of months ago. Definitely been holding it down, definitely been doing what he do. Real talk, man, yeah, but yeah, I'm going to let him tell it to you, you know what I'm saying? Only he can do it like he can. Remember, this is the urban experience like that before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, y'all better hit us up, 347-934-0318. Yo, who we got in the building tonight? Yes, the one and only, my man, Young Dirty Bastard, you know what I'm saying, is in the building. YDZ in the building on where they get in that radio. Just to name a few, all I'm saying is, man, you better definitely get in with the fit in. Remember, this is the urban experience. We're definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Let me see if I got my partner crime on the line with me right now, man. Yo, real talk. Let me see if I can get him in. Yo, real talk. Lots of stuff popping. Yo, DJ Ghost Rider, you in the building with me, man? Calling Ghost Rider. I don't know if you can hear me. He might be on the other mix on the other side. Yo, we're going to keep it all the way 100. Cause he might be.
Yo, I'm with you, man.
You with me, man? What's good, man?
My man, hard at it.
I hear you. Guys. What's up? Same thing here, man. Same thing here. Real talk, you already know what it is. Like I said, this is the urban experience like never before. Definitely getting ready to take these artists on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But man, matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. Let me do this. Let me cue this thing up. We're going to go to the request line to see what's up, see what's happening, man. But I'm gonna let me get their mind right quick. Let me get their mind right quick. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop the joint on them, and then I'm going to bring my guests on. That's how we going to do it on Where They Do That Radio. This is my man, Young Dirty Bastard, is joining us called Son. Real talk. Check this out. You already know this. This is an urban experience like never before. We definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side, man.
back to but my father sound like Captain Cook. I was in my daddy nothing second to grab it. No one playing fans, but I thought the fucking rabbit. I sound like him, so what? You want me to be raw? So just drop off my nuts. Boy Jones lyrics is ass so tight. Ask my savage, I wanna ask me some big class. This rap game is mine, alright? I only need the pedals, I can throw away the bike. I sound like a raving candlelight. The routine fans will win the rules to fight. This game is Jesus' lyrics and rap.
Real talk, I told you, man, yo, man, all I'm saying is, man, y'all better definitely get ready because it's going to be one hell of an interview. This is where they do that at radio. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 2137-2137. Tell the world who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio. Caller, last four digits of your number, if you can hear me.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. Yo, 2137, you're definitely in the building. Who we got checking in, man?
You hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear us?
Yeah, this Young Dirt. What's good?
Man, what's up, Young Dirt? Man, say that one more time. You know what? When you said that, yo, you had about 10,000 people that stopped what they doing and looking around. Tell the world again who we got checking in, man.
It's Young Dirty Bastard. Peace. Hello to the fans.
Yo, what's good with you, man? What's been good, man? Appreciate, you know. Matter of fact, man, I'm going to send a shout out to you for that new video that's just dropped, man. Yo, what's been good with you, man?
I'm all right, just surviving and keeping that head up. You know what I'm saying?
True that. Hey, man, that's what's up, man. You know what? You got a lot of folks that definitely been following, you know, especially a lot of the works of your pops. You know, you jumping into the thing, taking off with it, taking in the whole, you know, the whole direction, all the way up to a new direction, man. What you want the fans to learn or know most of all in terms of music that you're putting out there, you know, really the direction you're really trying to take hip-hop right now?
Well, right now we're trying to take it back to the essence, baby. Back to, you know, that lyrical content and basically conscious rap. You know? It's how you're feeling. That's
right.
What you got to talk about. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk about everything that's going on because it ain't you.
True. You're right. But you definitely got to be confident.
Oh, the whole game can't be Tony Montana.
True. You're right. It can't. You know, so, you know, you only can do your part to definitely bring your level of perception to that. That makes sense, man. That definitely makes sense. In terms of just, you know, as an artist who grew up in hip-hop, an artist who is looking to definitely make his mark in the industry, what do you feel are some of the ingredients right now in the game that definitely need to be, how you want to say it? People need to pay more attention to, you know, I see a lot of artists that are coming in doing a lot of different things, but then at the same token, it seems like there's a whole lot more that can be done. You know, a person that definitely grew up in the industry, seeing it from the inside out and going forward with it, what do you see in hip hop in terms of direction or where it needs to go?
Where it needs to go. See, Drake was coming with it, but then he switched it on us.
Uh-huh.
He had something going. True. He should have just kept his own route instead of, you know, sticking with them boys he's messing with right now. But, you know, that's money. So
that's right.
Yeah, I think that the fans is really feeling him when he was first doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? He came very original. But then he switched it up on us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, it's kind of, what you're saying, Murray, pretty much is like if you come out original or you're doing something that is unique, which is yourself, don't lose that. I mean, it's just like, you know, I remember when Drake first dropped, you know, and he was a head turn to people. He got a lot of folks' attention with the direction he was going. And then, just like you said, it kind of, you know, things somewhat changed. And it's like now it's like, okay. And then, you know, then we got the bandwagoners that are coming on behind them, you know, with the same swag, the same style, you know, if you want to call it swag or whatever. But, you know, I'm definitely feeling that. Man, it's just, you know what I'm saying, I got a lot of folks that are definitely on the air, definitely locked in, man. Please tell them about the new project that you got coming out and you know what I'm saying, what we can definitely expect some more exclusive content from.
Well, right now we just got that single out right now called Welfare. You know, YouTube that, YDB, Young Dirty Bastard, Welfare.
Uh-huh.
We're really trying to push that right now. It's basically the whole world is on welfare to me. Every time I turn on the news, we talking about a recession, a global recession.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People over there, just every day they trying to stop things, from stop the, you know, GOV from doing things that they don't want done no more. I mean, if we ain't going to speak up, then how the children going, what the children going to do? They just going to look at the parents and, you know, the elders for not doing it, and then they're going to fall victim.
That's right. That's right. That's real. Exactly. So you're right. I definitely dig the philosophy of where you're going with this, man. We definitely, you know, the world is at a definite gridlock right now. A definite gridlock. You know what I'm saying? So much definitely going on. You know, it is what it is. And with that being said, all right, let's say it a different way. Let's say in the game right now, there were more artists who were willing to come forward and really, like, lay it on the line. And what I mean by that is really giving the world a certain level of perception, regardless of what may happen from in terms of level of recourse or this, that, and the other. Do you really feel there's still some real MCs out there that's definitely, I ain't going to say they're being held back from doing it, or they're more afraid to really step out and really be who they are? Because, I mean, I hear a lot of interviews from artists on One Tip. Then when I hear what I'm hearing from the radio perspective, I'm like, dang, you know, it is what it is. So, I mean, I'm really trying to go somewhere with this conversation. I've heard a couple of Jews definitely in the tracks I've heard thus far from you. And I'm just really trying to find out, is it that hard to be yourself in this industry and speak on righteousness? Or is it easier just to be what they want you to be? I mean, that's the realness of it right now.
Like this, if you be what they want you to be, then you basically already know you a puppet. Now, we don't want you to play Pinocchio. We want you to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my fellow people, even if you're white, black, Mexican, I just want you to be conscious and be yourself and just come original, because people need that in their life. You know what I'm saying? People need originality.
That's right. That's right. Originality is what's missing, man. We need more originality, more genuineness in this, man. That's real, man. Yo, man, real talk. I got the lines definitely up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to open up the lines and see if I can definitely let a couple of folks holler at you right quick. Before I definitely bring them on, man, what do you want to let them know how they can definitely get at you? you know, if you got any other link, other website, they can definitely, you know, hit up your content, tell them where they need to go.
Yeah, they need to holler at me on Facebook, YDB, Boy Jones. Got that Twitter, that Young Dirty 7, you know what I'm saying? And young, just remember, Young Dirty Bastards, everything. Just Google Young Dirty Bastards. Welfare, welfare, welfare.
Okay. There you go. Put it in, yo, and the rest will follow. Real talk. Yo, YDB, hold the line right quick. I'm going to see if I can bring some more on the line to see what's up, see what's happening, see what's good, man. Let's see what's up. See what we got out here twerking on where they do that at radio. Let's see what's up. Yo, caller, last four digits is 5317. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo.
Yo, what up? What up? Tell the world who we got checking in, my guy.
Yo, it's Corey the Hitman.
What's up, Hitman? He said, you know who it is. He's basically trying to say, nigga, you better recognize. That's what you're trying to say. I feel you. Man, what's up? What's good with you, Corey?
I know, man. I just got back in the crib. You know, I'm just calling in, checking in with you, because I'm saying y'all like my fam. Okay. I was just with some fam. I'm saying I was just with Mom Dukes chilling, you know, talking, because you got to go back to your roots.
True. You know, hey, going back to the roots, you know, for you to know where you're going, you got to definitely know where you came from. But, you know, man, you know I got my man YDB up in this thing. I got a lot of special guests that are going to be coming through this show this week. And also, you know, prepping tonight as well, man. You know what I'm saying? Being a beatsmith in this thing, doing what they doing for Philly, man. Real talk, man. You know, you got any questions for my man YDB? You got, in terms of just, you know, something you want to kind of chop it up with him in terms of just from the industry standpoint, doing what's being done, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't have this opportunity very often to have someone, you know, a YDB's character. And I'm not saying anything in a downplay from any other artist out there. But, yo, real talk, real hip-hop fans, what my man represents is first and second generation hip-hop. You know, that we're getting a chance to witness right here, man. So all I'm saying is you definitely just have to, you know, pay attention to it and definitely get involved. But while I got him on, man, what's up and what's good?
I'm trying to think because I just want to know, as far as hip-hop, like, what do you think? How do you feel about how it changed from us being proud of who we are and, you know, telling the world why we happy about who we are to where, how it got right now, about the influence it got on the younger people, like categorizing and pinpoint swag and putting an image on what a swag is and all that. Like what's your standpoint on that?
Well, some of us elders that was supposed to have been teaching forever got too much money. They basically even stopped teaching somebody like me, you know, that was taught in the Nation of Islam. So we stopped teaching, and then the people who came with this swag stuff, they, no one's teaching them, so they wearing the tight jeans. they already falling victim because they're not being taught. They don't teach you the real stuff in school. You know what I'm saying? They just teach you paperwork about banks and how to. They don't teach you how to come out of the recession, but they put you in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Terrible.
That's real. That's real. Hey, man, that's you're right, man. It's amazing to see that, you know what I'm saying, from one side of the fence, when you can follow just all the stuff that they've laid out for us, these little snares, these little misdirections, this lack of knowledge here, you know, a little bit of information on the other side of the page, so to speak. You know, these different things, you start going in a tick for tack, you realize there's a big chunk of who we are that's not even included in the mix. And so how do you expect to be able to truly evaluate the situation or the equation without having, you know, all the information? It definitely makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Yo, Hitman, you got another question for him, man?
Not really. I'm kind of tired of right now. I don't want to take up too much time right now.
True that. I feel you. Yeah, you know, hey, we gonna hold it down. Well, I tell you what, man. Hey, while I got you on, man, let them folks know how they can definitely get at the Hitman. Yo, real talk, you need some beats. Definitely call out my guy now.
Yeah, you can hit me up at, you can actually call 6263-HITMAN. You can email hmw215@yahoo.com or coreyrobinson@yahoo.com. That's K-O-R-E-Y. And that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Real talk. Y'all hearing it live. This is my man, you know what I'm saying, Corey the Hitman. And who we got riding shotgun with us, holding it down. Got my man DJ Ghost Rider in this thing. And we got my man YDB giving it to us like only he can. Remember, this is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking on the ride on the wild side. We're going to see what's up, see what's happening, see what else we got out there checking in on WTBTA Radio. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening, man. I think I got one more caller. I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to get him right. Yo, Ghost Rider, you still riding with me, man?
Yo, I'm right here, bro.
What's up? What's up? Hey, man, you got any questions you want to fire off at my man YDB while we got him on, man?
Yeah, YDB, man, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Peace.
Hey, yo, man, I want to ask you this question here, man. What kind of challenges have you faced during your hip-hop journey, man, to get to the point to where you at right now? That's the pros, the cons, potholes, those to say you can, those to say you can't. I know it's been some trials and tribulations out there, right?
I know I always have to go through the problem with people asking you, are you ever going to get out the shadow of my pop? And that's like a question impossible for a son to answer, because the shadow is always going to be there, because you look just like the nigga. And, you know, the bloodline runs forever. It's how you keep the generation flowing. I could die today and stop my whole generation without me having a son on this planet. So it's a lot of downfalls. Say that again?
No, I'm agreeing with you, brother. Go ahead.
It's a lot of negativity, but it's a lot of the fans, you know, they don't understand it yet. They don't understand when people just try to continue on something that is very great, because we don't have what you call, let me see, great royalty right now. The only people we see with royalty is people like Donald Trump, and they definitely got money saved for their children forever. You know what I'm saying? That's what us black people need right now. We don't have that. It's like, if I'm trying to continue on something, they don't understand what I'm doing, because they never seen it done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he's trying to do the impossible, so we're going to just leave him alone and go somewhere else and follow somebody else's swag that's, you know, talking about nothing.
Exactly. That's real. That is definitely real, man. We need to have more examples, man. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You got the switchboard on gridlock. They definitely calling in. You know what I'm saying? This what's up. I'm gonna just switch it up just for a second, and we're gonna definitely turn it to on a whole nother level. Some of the favorite artists, who are some of your favorite artists you've listened to? You know, before you definitely jumped into the game and took it to another level.
Michael Jackson, all the way, and Rick James.
Okay,
easy. Hey,
man,
you
got it. Okay.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that right there, man. Because that's music.
That's real music. That's
real
definitely
music.
That's real. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you're locked in live to WTBTA Radio. We're kicking it with my man YDB in the building. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. This is what we're going to do right here. I got another special guest we're going to bring on the line. We're going to definitely, yo, keep this thing going. Yo, we're going to crank this up, man. Y'all better fasten your seatbelts, because we're getting ready to get, it's going to get ready to go on another level real quick. Yo, YDB, man, if you can, ride with us for a second, because I got some more folks that definitely out there. They definitely want to holler at you. Definitely want to add on to what you just said. Real talk, it is what it is. Hip-hop is not dead. It's alive and well. We just got to understand and know what they're doing to them. You got to understand, or if you know where you're going, you got to know where you came from, man. That's just real talk, you know. Do your research, because it's all cultural and it's all history, but it's our history. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But let me go to the line right quick. We're going to turn this thing up, see what's up, see what's happening on where they do that at. Radio. Yo. Caller, last 4 digits of your number is 1981. 1981. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, peace. Can you hear me?
Oh, man, we hear you loud and clear, guy. Loud and clear, my guy. Man, what's good with you?
Oh, man, everything is good, man. I'd like to give special thanks out to all of the listeners, to J-Dog, to B-Dub, to all of the conscious hip-hop that I've been listening to tonight, brothers coming in there and breaking it down, you know, about the business and about the dynamics of everything, and that's good because we definitely need that driving force. You know, I'm Minister Yazoo. I'm calling from the, you know, I'm a representative of the Ouachita Nation of Moors and the Royal House of Tunica. And just from an indigenous perspective, you know, we in these cities, you know, and whether you in Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, you know, Los Angeles, Tunica, Mississippi, or Little Rock, yeah, any one of these cities, you know, Houston, Baltimore, all of these cities, we all in the cities, we must realize that the city that we live in, we must urbanize it by turning the cities into herbal gardens, you know, yeah. Because of the fact that we are so discordant with just the with all of the building, with all of the concrete, with all of the roads being supplanted, you know, in these dominions, you know, and all of the pollution, all of the disease, all of the famine and everything. And so it takes away from our life spirit. We need to start going to places that we have special channels and communications with the Most High. And we need to go to our parks. We need to go to all these places, and we need to meet, and we need to start freestyling like we used to back in the day. You know, tap into the left hemisphere, tap into the in yoga. You'll see that there's two sides of the mind. It's called the Ida and the Pingala. You know, we need to tap into the left side of the mind, into our creative energy of the mind, which is called, you know, the head. On, you know, in masonry is called Mariah. You know, it's like we got Mariah Carey, you know, and from off her dome, she can hit that real high note, like, you know, saying, and bust a glass. She used to do that back in the day. That's why the child was born in Morocco, representing Mount Moriah, which is the head. So, very special key that when we get around nature, we have unlimited abilities, you know. We need to bring kids, those of you all that have kids, we need to bring our kids to the parks, you know, and spend time in the parks, you know, and not spend so much time in the house, you know, all tied up, you know, four walls, because these four walls represent a geometrical symbol called a square. You know, and the square represents the box, and the box represents something that cuts out four parts of the circle, you know, so we have to definitely need to meet up on this circle, which is called the earth, you know, and we need to, you know, extend and reach out to each other, build our villages back up, turn our cities into villages, you know, and do that light work that we need, that we came to this world to do. And the community, we need to be on the path of feathers, like where we were bird men, for real, like bird man, we were the real bird men, you know, we knew how to dance, we knew how to powwow, we knew how to smoke our ganja in peace. Big shouts out to Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, you know, they doing big things, and when you see people holding that position of office, you know, on that side of the gate, you know, and just like Barack Obama said, we need to be lacing our boots from the bottom up. And so we must, on the ground level, start to unify. Because if we unify, then we can keep Barack Obama into office one more, you know, for the next 4 years. But if we are discordant, we hate each other, you know, we sitting here lying to one another, We down here jealous. We out here worried about video games and running games, you know what I'm saying, and all that kind of stuff. That is definitely a poor spirit. That's a drug spirit, and we need not to participate in that type of game. This what we are calling into right now is moving from game recognition to reality recognition. You know, okay. Back in the day, we used to say, yo, brother, peace, how you doing? Yeah, I'm keeping it real, brother, keeping it real. But if you quiz the brother about reality, you would not know anything about reality, because he thinks that this society that is based on a fiction is called a straw man, just like in Oz. Mm-hmm. It's a straw man society. You know, he thinks that this is reality, you know, bills and all that kind of stuff. That's not reality, you know. So I challenge everybody to find out what's real and what is not real. You know, we've been lied to, you know, we've been lied to. And then when we start talking about the truth, yes, doing a part of the awakening, you're going to be holding your head like Neo, you know, here on, okay. on radio, on this live show right here. You know, you're going to be right. holding your head like Neo, and you're going to be slipping out, because you see when the truth of where we actually were in time and how it really looks around us, when he's seen that, and he's seen that everything was a projected illusion, we just was a part of a bunch of projections and everything, he had to hold his head, and he went and flipped out. And then Cypher said, yeah, he's about to crack, you know.
Okay.
Basically, and then he bent over and he started throwing up and everything like that, because of the fact that he was so into the illusion that he thought that the illusion was reality. So that is not what we need to be thinking about, keeping it real. So, you know, yes, oh, creator, maker, sustainer of this planet Earth and of all of the worlds, you know, guide our people into the light so that we can be able to see ourselves, mirror ourselves, so that we know that what it is that we are saying and what it is that we are doing can be reflected upon one another as nobles on this plane Earth, as Earth keepers, you know, as lovers and not haters. You know,
right.
Power.
That's
also, it's a powerful illusion. It's a powerful magic. It's a powerful something that doesn't even exist. Because if I'm creating magic, then trust me, the magic is coming from a trick. You know, and there are many of us that fits into the spirit of being tricksters. But you know, today, all of that's going to change. We are about to move into our light beings. We are glow beings, you know, and we are about to unify all around the planet Earth. We are going to have hand in hand, and we're not going to be able to be afraid, you know, of reaching out and holding hands with our brothers and sisters, you know, and pray on reality. This is the reality. When we say pray, pray is just like how that lion gets its food, you know, how that cat gets its food, how the bird gets its food, you know, and how we feed, you know, instead of feeding on one another, we must feed on heaven, you know, because the spirit needs nutrition just like the physical body needs nutrition.
That's right.
And
that's right.
We have monuments on this earth. We have great big monuments, towers that we have built to the heavens. That's why when you said Babel, when you know in ancient Babel, when this was one planet, and were people of oneness, before there was a king of Babylon that had divided all of us and mixed up our languages. It wasn't God; it was a king, you know. And we used to build towers. These towers was called pyramids and mounds and these special places, and we used to observe the stars, and we used to communicate, you know, celestially, you know, with the angels and the angelical beings. They are alive. Just because you can't see them,
you know, doesn't mean that they are not there. This is all about tuning and channeling into the reality, because that's very important for us right now. It's just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. Until you start learning what reality is, then you'll be able to start tuning in to the spiritual world. Like at this point in my life, I not only can see angelical beings, I can hear the angels speak through people, and I also can see auras, I can see chakras on people, and I can see the energy changing. I was downtown the other day, and this dude was talking to himself, and although I was turning his head, and I told my daughter was like, "Oh, he's crazy. I said, "He's not crazy. You don't see? He's sick." I said, no. Do you actually see what's going on?
Okay.
And a walk-in. You know, because a lot of our people have walk-ins. And so we can't, you know, if you see a person, they're always changing up. They're very moody. And at one time, they real cool. And then the next minute, they a monster. They had a walk-in, you know. And they allowed demonic spirits to come into their body and take over. You know, see, sexual predators, what caused a person to be a sexual predator? You know, look at a little girl. I was around a brother the other day, and the little girl, she was 8 years old, had tight jeans on, walked by, and he was all looking at her like he was, you know, let me catch her by herself. I said, "Brother, I had to check him." You know what I'm saying? Why are you looking at her like that, man? You know what I'm saying? Why are you doing that? And we have to check each other on that, you know, and constantly spit that positive stuff, you know, in each other's ears, you know, and until we reach their hearts, you know, and let people know we cannot continue to walk on those paths, you know, that lead us to the hellfire. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by hellfire, I'm not meaning no place that up under the earth neither. I'm talking about a state of mind. You know, whatever you create is the state that you are in, you know. And so, yes, we were great builders on the earth, you know, and but most of all, we were great builders of realities, and we must create realities in order to disillusion everybody and get people from the illusion, and we need to create realities in our communities, and we must create realities with one another in relationships. You know, and with the reality is positivity, and we must speak positive because that's how God speaks to us. And so if we talk negative stuff, we're not speaking as God. You know what I'm saying? When you say Michelle Obama, Michelle is the feminine name of Michael, and Michael means I am as God, you know. And so we must look at how Michelle is building with us about virtues. Like Barack Obama said, he said, pull your pants up and pull your chin up. We must start thinking about and start accepting that we have the power to be able to create heaven on this earth. And once we forget who we are as being gods of our own reality by way of choice, you know, and choice. Like Michelle represents the heart. Mike, the Archangel Gabriel, represents the heart. If we don't tap in to immortal energy of the heart and the love, then we'll never be able to pioneer out of the state of illusion. You know, and big shout out to all my people out there, you know, doing big things. My brother, J-Dawg.
Man, look, without you guys, it would not be no us, man. We got my man, yo, one of our special guests. We got my man, YDB, Young Dirty Bastard, in the building. Yo, yourself, Minister Yazoo. We got a whole panel. You know, you guys are the reason why this is one of the hottest shows on the air today, man. It ain't got nothing to do with J-Dawg, Beanie Weenie, or V-Dub. It's all about the artists and, yes, the fans, man, because without you guys, would be no us. But, you know, we doing our part to definitely just bring some realness to this thing, because we need more realness, some more individuals conscious, really out there, really speaking the truth, man. You know, we hear so much BS all the time. We need to hear some truth. We need to hear what's going on, what's happening all across the globe on all different, you know, perceptions. Because, again, you know, there's nothing wrong with standing on a level, you know, on any level of righteousness. I'm not going to say a level. I'm going to say any level of righteousness. You know what I'm saying? So you cannot be afraid to definitely stand up and stand out for that, man. You can't, you know. And it's nothing wrong with being different or what we would call genuine. You know, it's, you know, God made us unique. We're supposed to be different. But, that, you know, so therefore we need to stand in that and definitely embrace it, man. Real talk. It is what it is, man. This is what I'm going to do, man. I got the folks coming in, riding in. I don't want y'all to go nowhere. I'm going to drop a joint on them right quick. I'm coming back, my special guest. Yo, I got my man YDB on the line. Yo, I got, yo, West Manifestors out there. Yo, West, you already know what it is. Oh, I also got my girl, Real Talk. I got Queen Vita. Real Talk, we bringing my girl Queen Vita on. She's going to definitely give you the business. Yo, this is a very, very intriguing young lady who is going to definitely, you know, give her some food, to, you know, well, not just some spiritual food, but she's going to give it to you all the way around, man. Y'all just better be ready. Remember, this is the Urban Experience like never before. And we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Matter of fact, this is what I'm finna do. I'm finna give you that Legion of Legend, that Why Not. We're going to come back. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see where you're doing it at on WTBTA Radio.
I've been chilling here long enough. I didn't get the chance to talk to everybody I want. But you? Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she done never heard. Ride out, ride out, ride out. I got the camera in the dash. Should've loved her when you last. She was doing this because I want to make me laugh. She glad I'm in. Mean. Fresh out your presses, tailor made, pimping like the cleanest fresh presses. Had it extra starts, cheeky fixes on the track with a head start. 154 rows, that's really smart. Halloween wordplay down for street and tricks. Money make the world go round, I rotate it. Monte Carlo SS086, straight from her pocket, all on the bitch. I'm a pimp Indian with a rapper hoe. Chicago native block bending in the Tahoe. Bitch, magic, charismatic, complexion, the goalie. I'm out of this atmosphere, maybe space is holy. True story, exaggerations is understated. I wake up tomorrow, we can get it today. Pimping falling off the lips. Now you touching on your car. I see that you the pinky, I'm the brain.
And I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she done never heard. Ride out, ride out, ride out. I got the camera in the dash. Should have loved her when you last. She was doing this because I wanted to make it last. You bet I mean.
Persuasion on my conversation. Got the mama contemplating making alterations. Even the man she's currently dating. She was at the effort. She knows.
Thomas Graham, who was
shark shoot darts, five more dance floor, smart. See my school of bars, paint a bitch, move the parts. Culinary, cut the bullshit, and put it smart. I confess that I'm professor, nothing less serene. I do it like time on your dress. It's time to address her, and I did it unalarming. It's charming. She's saying ain't nobody did it better. So I tell her, yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach you by the finest words she'd have never heard. Right. I got the camera and the dash. And I love it when you lash. You do it just cause I wanna make it last. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
What happened next? She took a pregnant test. I'm into deep. suicide or sofa's drunk bastard traumatized by killing herself. It's a lonely step to homicide. I'm feeling sick and nauseous. What a boat ride. She's throwing up and her stomach is blowing up. Time is ticking fast, so quickly I grow up. Only two options, cause I got kicked out of my last three schools. Writing rhymes on the corner, my thoughts is out of tune. Plus she's always profiling. Your dad was a rap star. Why you on the corner nickering, diamond, and freestyling? See what you don't know, I had to stack my own dough. Mentally, I'll never be crippled, cause I'ma create my own flow. Mama on welfare, daddy died cause of drugs, not fair. But I'm still here, got some girl pregnant too, baby's not fair. Fuck, I'ma get it poppin' this year. Fuck, I'ma get it poppin' this year. I say fuck, I'ma get it poppin' this year. Mama on welfare, daddy died cause of drugs, not fair. But I'm still here. I'm not ghetto fabulous, I'm food stamp celebrity. In case the cops are wobblers wanna question me, I spit hot lava, melt nigga fox panties. I'm real asking B if you stab I bleed. Front of my food stamp card, R.I.G. At least I didn't drip it on my white tee. In the Ike house they sipping on tea over here. We sipping on O.E. My daddy love old English too. It's in my blood, mama. You already knew what I was gonna do. So I'm up there from New Year to New Year.
Y'all already know this. This is where they do that at Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And definitely we got, yo, one of the artists is definitely in the building to definitely change the game. We got a lot of great guests. You know, who we talking about, my man, yo, Young Dirty Bastard, just heard the new joint, you know what I'm saying, Welfare. You just heard the joint earlier called Sun. Real talk, all I'm saying is, man, y'all better definitely get in where y'all fit in. On WTDTA Radio. We're finna go back to the request line. We're finna go to see what's up. We're finna see what's happening. We're finna bring the guests on. We're finna let you chop it up with them. We're finna see what's up, see what's happening, see what's good. 22 million live on where they do that radio. Well, actually, we got about 27,200 some odd thousand plus, and a little over about 27,000 call, you know, live callers. So that's pretty good, man. Real talk, it is what it is. We're going to definitely hold it down, do what we do. At the same time, in the meantime, in between time, it's all about this urban experience, man. You know, because if you keep listening to us long enough, you just might learn something. Real talk, it is what it is.
GotInstrumentals.com.
Let's check it out. Let's check this out. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what's good.
You're not
All right, I'll check. I'm going to bring my girl, Miss Queen Vita on this thing. Let me get the lines right. Let me get them right. Okay, I think I got her. Okay, caller, last four digits of your phone number. It's 1686. 1686. If you can hear my voice, you are live on WTDTA Radio. Can you hear me?
Yes, please, I can.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Miss, I'm going to call you Your Highness. Your Highness, how have you been enjoying this show this far?
I've been loving it, but first and foremost, as always, I would like to give all honor, praises, and thanks to the creator of the universe, And to all of those near and far, I greet all of you in peace. Shalom, assalamu alaikum. Good evening to everybody. I have enjoyed, I mean, so far what I have heard has just been very, very, very great, and I'm very thankful and appreciative that I had the opportunity of meeting you to be able to bless me to even, you know, listen to this radio station, because I've never even heard the name before, and I'm very, very happy that I've been blessed through you to be able to get to know about this radio station.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to definitely make this your second home here on Where They Do That Radio. You know, just to kind of let you know, this show has a mixture of some of everything. It's, you know, and one of the reasons why we know it's growing in such a capacity, because it's the topics that's being discussed, it's the music that's being played, it's the mindset of these young people and just where they're going with everything that makes it so contagious. So I just feel blessed just to be a part of it. I just really do.
Hallelujah. That's great. Likewise.
I'm glad you was definitely able to definitely listen in with us tonight. So I'm gonna give you an opportunity to kind of tell the world a little bit about what you got going on, in terms of just what you're doing in the community, and talk a little bit about, you know, just different things, different activities, and events that if folks are definitely out there looking to get involved, how they can definitely get at you to require some of your services and so forth. But I'm gonna just let you know, fellas, I had a chance to definitely sample the Queen's, you know, fine cuisine, I'm going to say it like that. And, yo, it is all that and then some, man. So, yo, you don't take my word for it. You need to definitely, you know, get at her. She's going to give you all the information in terms of just, you know, what she do and this, that, and the other. You can definitely get at her. But Miss Lita, we're going to give you the line so you can definitely tell the world a little bit about what you got going on and where you doing it at.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate everything. First, I want to talk a little bit about myself, if I may. My name is Queen Vida from Ghana, West Africa. And basically about 18 years ago, I had the opportunity to... I'm also really Ghana's top female fashion designer. And 18 years ago, I had a blessing of being able to... design clothing for Stevie Wonder, Nelson Mandela, when he first came out of jail. He visited Ghana, and I was selected by the president of Ghana to make clothing for him. So I had the chance to do that, and then I said, wow, I really do not want to rest until I see African brothers and sisters in America wearing the African garments. But as it always stated, where there is a will, there is a way. So I was blessed to journey up to United States, where I had the opportunity to, embark on that. Because, again, where there is no vision, the people fail. Vision is the way. So I had the vision of what I wanted to do. And so I was blessed by 2004, I was selected by the Ghana, president of Ghana, and also the U.S. Department of State to represent Ghana on AGOA. AGOA is African Growth and Opportunity Act, which allows the 39 African countries to be able to bring their clothes and their, you know, merchandise and stuff into the United States for duty-free. So I was selected by the Ghana government and U.S. Department of State, where we were trained, myself and other representatives from the African countries was trained in Washington, D.C. by Corporate Council on Africa. And then from there, we went to the U.S. Department of State. And then after that, there was a big conference in Mauritius, and I was selected to speak on behalf of the 39 countries, and I was blessed to do that. And after the presentation, everybody was so moved that they put me in the newspapers all over the country. So now, a person might ask a question, and someone just asked me a few days ago, are you still doing clothes? In that, I had the blessing also to design clothes for Whitney Houston when she visited Israel. I have a boutique in Judea, and Whitney purchased clothes, and I've had the blessing of designing clothing for a lot of people. I do a lot of church conventions and trade shows and everything. So I thought someone asked me this, but do you do clothing? I'm noticing that you have a passion for vegan food. First of all, you know, it says, but for what shall it profit a man if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? It's okay to, you know, have money. Yes, I was blessed over the years to, you know, I've traveled all over the country, all over the world, promoting African culture. Yes, and I was blessed and made money. But right now, the money is not there like it used to, but I'm fine. Reason is because that I decided to have a passion because I see that a lot of our people, even in Africa and all over the world, especially in the United States, our people are sick physically. And I ask myself, why do I want to continue to put a lot into the problems when I know that I have something that God has given me that I can help and to share with my people, wherever they may be? And that is being able to introduce a vegan, vegetarian food. So being blessed to travel to Jerusalem and being with African Hebrew Israelites blessed me with the opportunity to be able to learn how to prepare a lot of vegan food. So I was blessed also to run the restaurant in Tel Aviv. And then in Ghana, I was blessed to open a vegan vegetarian restaurant. So being here in the United States, I felt that the best way for me to do, since I've been a vegan for 35 years, that in Ghana I was basically training the hotel chefs and the different people and certifying them as to how to prepare vegan foods, because it's more to it than just salad and, you know, the salad dressings and stuff. I do over 1,000 vegan dishes. Inclusive of it is vegan foods from the different parts of the world, you know. And so being here in the United States, my passion has been to be able to target the churches, you know, because I'm sorry to say that even some of the leaders are sick in the churches. Don't believe that God created the trees to live longer than men, whom he created in his image. But all of a sudden, the trees are living longer than men. Something is wrong somewhere. So my passion is to teach vegan food, and to the churches, I would not mind if they invite me to come and to be able to help to train people how to prepare vegan food so that they would begin to eat right, because it's important as to what we put in this body. Our bodies are the temples of God, and we just can't put just anything in this temple. God dwells in this body. You know, a lot of times right now, beloved brother, when you go to these stores, some of our people purchase foods and everything, but they're not really reading the labels. In Ghana, for instance, a lot of monosodium glutamate is all over in the market. But a few weeks ago, when I talked to one of the representatives that I work with, they told me that the Ghana government now, at this time, have banned all of this monosodium glutamate, as we would say, MSG. MSG gets cancer, but a lot of these are in the food. They are looked up, and also in reference to the high fructose and corn syrup and all of that, that being the drinks and all these products and stuff, it's not good for us. Children, children are having diabetes and all kinds of sicknesses. The parents, we must begin to monitor what these babies are eating. I look up at children going to school that sweets and all of that first thing in the morning. I'm not saying that they should not have sweets, but when you get up in the morning, the first thing you want to do is drink a glass of water, one or two glasses of water. You need that. Okay. But before a child would even brush their teeth, they got sweets in their mouth. Something is wrong. You understand what I'm saying? This is my passion. So what I'm saying is that we are what we eat. God said, but I put before thee this day, life and death. Choose life that we may live. So I'm promoting the vegan foods. I look on TV, I see a lot of cooking shows, but my passion is that this is to CNN, ABC News, wherever. I want to be able to get on these radio TV stations, and I want to demonstrate and display how to prepare vegan foods. I mean, a lot of the foods I've seen on TV since I've been here has been foods prepared with meat. But what happened to the times when we used to prepare food, vegan food? So my suggestion is that if anybody is listening, I am willing and ready to help. I know Michelle Obama got a program going to help children that are obese and everything. I'm willing to help in whatever areas that I am needed in, because I don't believe that if in the days of old our forefathers lived for over 900 years, but all of a sudden people are dead at the rate of 10, 15, 20, something is wrong. And 90% of all sicknesses is diet related. So I'm pleading with my brothers and sisters, wherever you may be. God did not create us to just come into this world and just eat any kind of thing and just die. We all was created in this world for a purpose, and our health is our wealth. Without our health, we don't have nothing. So all I'm saying is, I have a program that's working. I want to be able to provide vegan foods in the schools, in the hospitals, on TV. I want to teach all these blessings that God has given me. Because as it stated, no one left a lively lamp puts it under the table, but we must put it up, that all those that pass by, they see the light. Again, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because there are many that have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. So I'm praying tonight that you hear me and you feel me. Because every time a person gets sick and dies of cancer and diabetes and all of that, it hurts my heart. Because it does not have to be. So I'm pleading with you, whatever I have to do, I'm saying that I want to be able to help our people. I want to provide food that's going to help to nourish their bodies so that God, the Spirit of God, will be able to use us. How many times have we not heard that God gave a person a ministry, but because they did not take care of their physical body, that ministry was cut short, and therefore they wasn't able to be able to fulfill their mission. So all I'm saying is, please, let's be conscious what we put in our bodies. I have vegan foods that's going to help nourish your body. I got vegan drinks, all kind of nutritious drinks. You know, the sorrel, the ginger, all of that. And also, what I want to say is, I also work with, apart from the cooking classes, I do catering, I do private home cooking shows, I do all of that. You know, so what I'm saying is that I also belong to a company, and I just don't just join anything to be joining. I have sought this out, I have checked it out, I've been a part of this company for so general, and brothers and sisters, I must say that at a time like this, I know the brother mentioned earlier about the recession, I must say there are some blessings out there. There is a company called Symmetry. It's S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y. Symmetry manufactures nutritional products. They literally have products, brothers and sisters, that is reversing diabetes. The list goes on. And I know of people that had problems and situations that has been reversed. Not just here in the States, but also this product has been, our brothers and sisters in other parts of Africa, when they try these products, it has reversed whatever situations that they have. So I'm saying that the website is www.symmetry, is S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y, symmetrydirect.com/V-Violet, A-Apple, M-Man, U-Unity, A as in apple and H as in height. Go on there, look at it. Not only do they have products that's going to make you healthy, but they have a plan that's going to help you to be wealthy. And so I'm encouraging our brothers and sisters to be able to, the ones that are looking for something to do, to be able to go to the website and check it out. Along with that, there is one more. It's only two websites I deal with right now. And as a matter of fact, with this second one here, a lot of the churches have basically invested into it, and it's really helping the churches to really raise funds to help the people. And that is www.2x2successteam.com/?VidaIntel VIDAINTEL. These are the only two businesses I'm dealing with, along with the food. And I'm telling you, when you visit this website and you check it, you see the blessing that is going to be to you and your family, you should be thanking the one that, you know, was blessed to share this with you, because there's a lot of stuff out there. Some of those stuff is not good. But I'm telling you, as a woman of God, as a minister, before I tell anybody to do anything, I first have to be the example. I've checked it out, and it's working, and it's a blessing. So for those that do not have jobs, that are looking for something to do, check out www.2x2successteam.com/?VIDAINTEL. So basically with that, I don't want to take up a lot of time, because I know that there is a lot more people that are waiting to speak. But I just want to say that the parents must continue to train and teach the children. And so that way, it says that train a child in the way he or she should be. And when they grow, they will never depart away from their teachers. There used to be a time when children would not stand one-to-one with their parents. But all of a sudden, when you say one, a child is going to say two. Something is wrong. We must be the examples for the children. Before we can say that it can be done, we must first practice it amongst ourselves. So I just want to say that. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, my email address is VidaInternational2000@yahoo.com. Also, my Facebook address is, my Facebook name is Vida, and Amua is A-M-U-A-H. If somebody else wants to Skype me, my Skype name is Vida International. So I just want to thank you also. My phone number is 404-453-1686. So I'm a fashion designer and vegan vegetarian nutritionist. I'm also an African dance instructor. I'm also a minister, and the list goes on. So I just want to thank the brother that invited me, and also his other brother, Prince Keith, who blessed me to be able to meet this great brother that is on air right now. When I saw him, I said, wow, you look like you're from the Ashanti Nation. See, we one family. We one people. We have to understand that after our people was scattered all over the world, some of our people went to other parts of Africa. So we can look at our brothers and sisters here in the United States and be able to tell exactly what tribe they come from. When I saw the brother, I said, wow, you look like you're from the Ashanti tribe. So to end, I would like to say that, I would like to say this in Hebrew because I'm a fluent Hebrew speaker. I would like to say, Yivarecha Yahuwah v'yishmarecha. Ya'el Yahuwah p'lav alecha v'kulecha. Yitzak Yahuwah p'lav alecha v'yasim lachem shalom. I was saying that, may the Lord God of Israel bless thee. May the Lord God of Israel keep thee. May the Lord God of Israel lift up his countenances upon thee, be gracious unto thee, and give thee everlasting peace. I remain your humble servant. Whatever it is that I can do, please call on me. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is, because The race is not given unto the swift nor to the strong, but to he who endured to the end. So whatever it is that I can do for my beloved brothers and sisters, I'm just happy that after 400 years, we have come back together as a people, as a family. It doesn't matter what color it is. We are all one big family created by one God. So with that, I want to say thank you very much, and I appreciate everything, and I'm grateful.
We are grateful to you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Duda, Real Talk. This is where they do to that radio, where we feature these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that have changed the game. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Hey, man, check her out. Y'all need to get at her, man. Y'all definitely need to get at her. We're going to go to request line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see where you're doing it at on WTBTA Radio. Oh, Real Talk, y'all. Still got my man YDB. He's riding with us. He's holding it down. Real Talk. We got the troops calling in. They're getting right. They're getting their mind right. We're going to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing what they're doing in that. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to crank it up. We're going to crank this thing up. Y'all better get your mind right now. Yo, Real Talk. Call our last four digits of your number. It's 443. Yo, let me get it right. 7416. I got you in the mix. You know what I'm saying? We got my man YDB in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got the whole crew on. Shots out to my, you know what I'm saying, my blessed queen, Queen Vita. Real Talk. All I'm saying is Real Talk, y'all. I tell you, I better tune in, man. Y'all better get it right, man. Real Talk. 7416, you're definitely in the mix. Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio?
Lucifer, son of the morning. I'm going to thank you out of there. You're now in tune on the one. The master blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest. This is where they do that at radio. Jay Dizzle, what's the word, big boy?
Hey, man, the word is we're enjoying life, living life, man. We got, like I said, and I still got my special guest. He's still out there, man. I got YDB on the line. I got Queen Vita on the other side. Of course, yourself, the whole world. I'm just feeling good, and I'm feeling blessed. You know, I was a little discouraged earlier only because there's only so much you can do. And at the end of the day, after you do all you can, sometimes it still don't seem like it's enough. And sometimes we get consumed and overwhelmed with just all the things that we can't control. But I learned as the day progressed and I got more and more focused in terms of really what all this is about, I realized that God is in control and God knows your heart. And so, therefore, if you know your heart and you know where you stand with him, he'll help you weather all of these other storms that you may go through, you know. And so it really brought me to a new level of enlightenment. And, again, Real Talk, it is what it is. So, you know, my word for the day is, man, you know, unity is so critical. But, you know, at the same token, even King David at a point in time had to encourage himself, you know. When everybody turned their back and when everybody was at a point where there was only so much that was being done and he looked, he had to go back into that tent. He had to encourage himself. You know, he had to look at that lion skin rug, but he had to go back and see just how far God has brought him to know just how far, you know, God is willing to go with him, if that makes sense. So it brings me to a point now where there's, with all this greatness that we're hearing through all the artists, through the musicians all across the globe, everyone coming to a one level of consciousness, we want to be able to continue this drive and really continue to really strive to do something different, not be the same, same old, so to speak, of the same message that's leading us down a path of not consciousness, but I think a level of blindness. We got to be genuine. You know, you heard my man YDB said it earlier, man. There's nothing wrong with being original. There's nothing wrong with being, you know, conscious. You know, more of this needs to be, you know, in order for it to continue to be. And with that being said, man, I'm going to let you, you know, definitely jump in on it. I still got YDB out there, man. Real Talk, I am going to be bringing the YDB back on the air. And, you know, so I can give, you know, I'm just definitely asking some more questions. I'm also bringing my man, Brother Yazoo, back on as well. So with that being said, man, just tell me what you think on all that, man.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to little baby Jesus.
I want to give a shout out to my people up there in the 5Bs, Fort Greene, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Big Baby Jesus. Yeah. I wanna say that. That being said, yeah, my people know you. All my people out there in Stapleton, out there on Staten Island. I wanna give a shout out to my folk. I'm talking about my kinfolk. I'm talking about my people. You dig? So that being said, I wanna give a shout out to Raekwon the chef. I ain't seen you since 98, but yeah, bless up God body, you know. Up, body, adi, adi, ah. Up, body, ah. Yeah, we ride with you, but that being said, and you saying that it's all right to be conscious, that's the message that we have been given here on Where They Do That at Radio. And that's what I'm saying. It's up to the youth who are putting out these different vibes and energies that you don't have to be the status quo. That's not necessarily the end thing. The end thing right now, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is us, shouts out to Queen Vida. Yeah, I listen intently. So I greet you personally, Shalom Aleichem. In the Hebrew, and I say to all the children out there who come from the standpoint of looking at this one called Jesus, and they say, every time he said, peace be unto you, in the scripture, in the spirit of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Prophet Noble Drew Ali, we say assalamu alaikum, because every time when he say, peace be unto you, this is what he is saying in the book. Peace be unto you. He didn't speak in English. He didn't speak in these other tongues. We know he spoke Arabic because he grew up in Egypt. And because he grew up in Egypt, they speak Arabic to this day, where you get the Medunetta from, or what they call the hieroglyphics. He said, assalamu alaikum. So you keep that in mind. And when you see in Genesis, at the end of Genesis 32, and you see that Jacob has wrestled with the angel, or wrestled with the angel who is a man. So be careful who you entertain when you're entertaining strangers, because you could be entertaining an angel and not know it. You see me? So I want to just give a universal greeting and a universal shout to the entire family of Ibrahim. Yes, bless up, Aya. Yeah. We right here in the hood. You see me? And it's all good. Trey always get the big ups and the bless ups, because this is the energy that he puts forth. That being said, this is the energy that we must put forth. No matter where I go in this city, down here in Atlantis, or if I'm up there in the 5Bs, people come to me. My people be like, you know that nigga? And I'm like, nah, I don't know it. But on another level, we do, you know, because spirit is king and spirit is queen. So we give honor to our own spirits and to our own agendas. That is what we were talking about with Tyler Perry, and why Tyler Perry is so important. I didn't get to this point about Tyler Perry. We were talking about Brother Spike Lee, where he has Spike's joint in Brooklyn. And we give shouts out to him. But I do not agree with the attack on Tyler Perry, and the reason being is because this brother come from nothing. He come from absolutely nothing, and now he has the largest so-called African-American studio in the world.
Okay.
At least I see in the U.S., or what they call the United States of America Incorporated. So that being said, is you must look at Tyler Perry completely and totally different. Because, and I'm going to say this without any slight or anything of that nature, but the only place that I've heard Young Dirty Bastard is right here on where they do that at radio.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean? That means that this is a powerful and viable source and resource for us to be able to push our music forward. And I know it's tough being the child of a superstar that magnitude. We give a shout out to all the Wu-Tang Clan and you know, all you guys, man. We miss you too. Yeah, we heard the new album. Yeah. But we don't hear it on the radio. So Jizza, RZA, Meth, Raekwon, Ghostface, hey man, Capadon, Iron Man, y'all come on and do it where we do it at, right here. And because we have to create a chitlin circuit, because that voice, even though that voice was just as gutter and just as raw and street as you hear on mainstream with the Lil Louisianas, and yeah, that's what that means, Lil Louisiana.
Okay.
Shout out to the 504, you heard me, baby? Yeah, Mama D, yeah, I'm your soldier, you heard me, baby? Yeah. So, to even though that voice is just as rugged and raw and rough as that, it still gave you, it still came in the vein of Rakim Allah. You see me? So,
okay.
That being said, is that spirit is king, spirit is queen. And we have to create, if you're tired of hearing what you're hearing on the radio, just stop the bullshit.
Okay.
And get YDB, we need to know how we can get the ringtones. You see me?
Okay.
So this is what I'm saying. We have to support ourselves. We don't want to hear that shit. I don't. We don't want to hear that. So if we don't want to hear that, you must do what Tyler Perry did. You must work within a chitlin circuit, which means what? You can get your actors and actresses, your stage productions, and you can get those things out on a nationwide level. Once you film them, we have qualified film directors on the underground scene doing it the same as many of those who came along in the underneath Spike Lee and underneath Keenan Ivory Wayans. You know, shout out to the Wayans brothers, Brooklyn in the house. Yeah, without a doubt. Shout out to Big Papa, Tupac, Mahi, all my people. But what we have to do is be one nation like Fox said that we are. And being one nation means that what that means is that we come together and we find out that, look, there's a void. There is a void. There is a void in the gaming industry. So what does that mean? That means that all of our cartoon artists and all of our animators and all of our programmers must now come together so that we can put forth games that are more in tune with spirit, because spirit is king and spirit is queen. But we're gonna switch we're gonna switch the equation. The mathematical equation is put queen first. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we come from a matriarchal society, matriarchal society, but we're living in a patriarchal society.
Okay.
You know, no matter what color the fly is, you always say kill him. You know.
Wow.
Oh, don't let him get on you. Don't let him get on. That's because you're in a patriarchal society. That fly could have been a female. And it, bless up, man. I don't know. But that fly could have been a female. So what we must do in order to be in tune with the queen, Mother Earth, she is the earth. And the nation of gods and earths know exactly what formula I'm speaking with right now. This is Elijah Muhammad. So no nation can rise higher than his woman. Brother Clarence 13H Shower Smith, yeah, bless him up. Stoge, you know. So we walk in that vein. We walk in that vein. So when we look at what Tyler Perry has done in the movie industry from the theatrical world, and then I see so much different. We are supposed to see the good in all things.
Okay.
So in seeing the good in all things, what you're supposed to see with Brother Tyler Perry is that this brother went through some grave childhood trauma to become the man that he is today. I don't give a damn what he does in his personal life. That does not matter to me. What matters to me is that he is a billion-dollar man, and he did it off the strength of the street, and he is loyal. That is key, because we are not loyal. We are disloyal to one another. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad called it snakes of the grafted type. Snakes that look just like you, but they snakes. And don't get that confused with the double helix energy or the DNA energy, the double helix energy, which is the serpent, because that serpent lies dormant at the base of our spine. And when we are able to sit down and commune with the energy that is around us, we awaken the serpent or the kundalini, and we rise and we become God again, as Sister Maya Angelou spoke so eloquently at the Million Man March, which I was there. So what we're talking about is promoters, YDB, you on the air, all the Wu and the Wu affiliates, you on the air. What we got to do is create our own chitlin circuit for this underground music. You know all the spots throughout the so-called U.S. You know all the spots overseas, Japan, and all these different places where they know your lyrics and not even know how to speak English. That's power. That's God power. Yeah, that's not C-Cypher power. That's God right now power. You know, that's God body power. And that's the power that we must resonate. We have to create in every industry. If it's modeling or fashion, you're tired of seeing the scantily clad women, sisters, that's your job. Get on your jobs. Sister Vita says that she is in the clothing industry. I listen intently. I'm from this block. You see me. So what that means is that we have to, when we bring these shows, we have to give these different opportunities for our sisters so that they are able to represent our clothing, and we make clothing that is representative of our spirit and of our culture, which is divine, divinity. It's okay. God. I'm going to just say God because I know who I'm talking to. So what I'm saying to you is that in every aspect, you must use the Tyler Perry blueprint. And Tyler Perry used the Spike Lee blueprint. It's just like
okay.
KRS-One talking to Soulja Boy.
Okay.
And saying, well, you must do this, and but so, and they come back as your boy out there in the Midwest who kept the Band-Aid on his face. Can't think his name. Got a brain rot right now. That's not important. But what is important is that he said someone said.
You talking about Nelly? I know you talking.
Nelly, yeah. He said, If you represent as a teacher, then you should approach me as a teacher. This is no slight on KRS-One at all. The Blast Master, he is the Blast Master, and I am the Master Blaster. Jamming, you must understand the language in which I speak because I speak in a codex. And I'm very fucking serious about what I'm talking about, and I don't give a fuck about my life. Because if it had not been for those who have laid their lives down, we'd have no life. We'd have no livelihood. We have no opportunity. And now we have an opportunity, and they're trying to snatch this opportunity. On every corner and turn, I see death around the corner, and I ain't afraid. So, because death don't exist. So Big Baby Jesus live because he live in me. And when I hear his son, his eldest, or whichever in the line of YDB is, I hear his daddy. Never even seen your face. But I've been tracking you here on where they do that at radio, for real, for real. And what I want to say is that in this day and time, we must do what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad have instructed us to do and instructed all of his foot soldiers, from Malcolm on down to Dr. Khaled, on down to the Most Honorable Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I love him. And the vanguards of the FOI are in the building, and they are called the Nation of Gods and Earths, or the God Body. Assalamu alaikum. So, with that saying, on every aspect of life, when you see something that you do not like, what we must do, in my opinion, and my opinion is based upon the examples that we have been given from the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who taught Reverend Earl Little, who is the daddy of Malcolm Little, who is Malcolm X, who is El Haj Malik Shabazz, who is one of our greatest teachers in that day, this day, and in the future. And that's why they put him on a commemorative stamp in 1999 and honored him. So, that being said, the Tyler Perry blueprint is the Mario Van Peebles blueprint. It is the blueprint of the spook who sat by the door. It is that blueprint. That is the blueprint that we now see. Now we come from a standpoint as some who was in the limelight who are no longer in the limelight. I'm showing you how to shine again, God.
Okay.
The way you shine is you come right here where you at. We're ready to do that at radio, and we get this chitlin circuit going. so that we can funnel our own underground comedians, we can funnel our own underground fashion shows, we can funnel our own underground fashion designers, we can funnel our own underground fashion models, we can funnel our own music, our own health products, and this is why where they do that at radio is so very important, because we have to remind ourselves and remind each other. When you see a brother or a sister out there who might be slipping, you know, maybe she's slipping a little too much. Or maybe she's sniffing a little too much.
Okay.
You know, or maybe she's going in the stalls and she's boosting and she's gripping a little too much. But maybe when we look at all these things, maybe we be in the words of James Evans off of Good Times, which should have been called Bad Times, maybe you fat lifting too fucking much. Pray for them. Stop chastising those who are around you because they are part of your energy, because they are part of your environment, they are part of your neighborhood, because they help create the energy that brings forth the results or the effect. When we talked about James 5 out of the NGL, what we call the NGL, or what is called which is Arabic for the good news. When we look in the good news or in the New Testament and we go to James, we see that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that goes right back to what you were saying, YDB, because it's okay to be spiritual. It is okay to be a man who seeks to live a righteous life, or a sister who lives seeks to live a righteous life. It's very beautiful right now. The energy right now is very beautiful, and we must create our own news. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We must create our own news. We got some things on deck for you, but I'm just going to give you a sneak preview, and I want you to go ahead and get these other channels open up. We got students at NYU, and all those different colleges that are up there, and all around, all of our historically black colleges that we have students who are studying to become meteorologists. We must set up our own news media and news channels so that we get the news the way we want to. I'm going to share this with you. Because I've always been in New York, since I was a little boy, the first time I flew on a plane, I was 1 year old, and I flew straight to the big city. And that affected me spiritually, because many of you don't know that the righteous name is Medina and Mecca. That's why you get Mecca clothing line in Medina. That's what your boy was talking about, Funky Cole Medina. He's talking about Brooklyn, boy. So the thing is that because I've been up since I was a little boy, it always amazed me that in New York, life can be so gritty and so cold and so heartless and heartbreaking. But underneath all of that and over and around it is our true spiritual God body force. That always amazed me. And because of that, because I was there, like every summer with my aunts, we'd be running to the streets of Brooklyn, all in Queens, all up there on Lennon Boulevard, right next to Andrew Jackson High School, where LL Cool J took his picture for the I'm Bad album.
you took it right in front of them gates where I played as a child in the summer camps at Andrew Jackson High School in Queens, Jamaica, Queens. And that city had such a profound effect upon my life that listening to all of the music, listening to back then it was WBLS, and Chill Out and the Mix and DJ Red Alert. Yeah, that was WBLS back in the day. Now it's R&B oldies type station, Marvin Gaye type station, which is good. But back then it was all about the Latin Quarter, and on Sunday, you know, it'd be packed out, you know, and we couldn't get in, but we you know, we'd be looking and like, whoa. And yeah. So I am hip hop. You know, I am hip hop. And what I'm saying is that hip hop always defined the culture. Hip hop was the defining culture. When we saw Run DMC, and ironically enough, when he come down to Jacksonville, Florida, which is on the 30th, I think it's the 30th or the like the 32nd parallel. For those out there who hear, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that when the brothers in Jacksonville, Florida wake up, it's all over. See, because you can go across, you can take a ruler. He said you can take a straight ruler. This is coming from the captains who was fruit. And when you didn't sell them papers, yeah. So you can take a straight ruler and go straight across to Egypt. And if you take that straight across to Tallahassee, Jacksonville is 904. Tallahassee used to be 904, now it's 850. But when you add them both up, it's Jesus and the 12. It's 13. And it's on a straight line, a 180-degree line, and right now we have to be straight. And what that means is that everything that we are being denied because of the secret relationship between blacks and Jews that our father put out, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who when I heard his call, I went and led us in prayer. And 37 of us left on the bus, but only 13 of us came back. It's all documented. You can look that thing up in the Florida Times Union. Orlando Bruce was the Florida Times representative who rode with us. It's all there. They interviewed me, ironically, in going to the Million Man March because I'm sounding a final call. This final call that I'm sounding right now is the final call of do for self or perish, because welfare, as the Honorable Malachi Z. York have taught us, means farewell. You have to put it in the mirror, and when you put it in the mirror, you see it backwards, so you see it clearer. Welfare means farewell. Bye-bye. Because okay. You're tied in to a system that have given you privileges instead of giving you human rights. So, As we overstand the circumstance that we are standing in, or sitting in, or smoking in, or drinking in, we have the power to overcome it, and only us can free us, man.
Okay.
And that's why where they do that at radio is so important. Now, all of those up there, I know Rakim Allah was silent. Bring him to where they do that at radio. He in Long Island, go get him. Bring him here. Tell him one of his students wanna hear him talk again. Wanna hear him word up again. because that's what made me say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And when I said that in 1990, I meant it and I mean it now. And Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I mean it. I'm one of them who going to throw stones and sticks at the tanks when they come roll down the street, boy, if I can't get up out yet. God, they roll wherever I'm at. And this is the spirit that I'm infecting you with tonight. This is what they don't want you to hear. We must fight. Just like they say on White Man's World and Tupac, when Tupac was quoting the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That old man is wise, and we pray for your good health, Brother Minister, Brother Imam, our friend, our brother. We want to give a universal greeting to the Most High on behalf of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, who is now our ancestor. And we want to continue to have this nation of Islam, which is the nation of peace. We are the nation of peace, and where they do that at radio is a nation of peace, and peace is Islam. And what that means is I self, Lord and Master, which means that I know myself, I mastered myself, because the ancient Egyptian proverb says, know thyself. So you've come here, you've been called here, and you've obeyed, and you've come here. Now you must make a call out to all those who called out to us before we were able to call out to them and bring them here so that we can create our own without some Albions or those who have no interest with the 360. We can run 360 ourselves. We can run 360 ourselves. Hell, okay. If I put a show together and I got my people on deck, we all need to get paid. Goddamn, that's 360. The artists get paid. They step off the plane. They step off the bus. They come in. We walk them into the hotel. This is what we must do for ourselves. We must take the spirit, and you must research, Brother Barry Gordy. You must research the Motown sound all over again and tweak it for hip-hop, R&B, chat. Can we do all of those things within what? Man, I'm crazy. Nigga, I have a house with Wynton Marcellus, Bradford Marcellus, and in that same house, goddamn, I have Gucci Mane. And you say, what the fuck? That's right. That's right, because music is power, and no matter what you may think about the individual, and people are doing things to them, so I rebuke that. They're doing things, right, Chef? They're doing things to my people. I rep Brick Squad, 32 Entertainment, OG the Juice Man, and all my niggas, YSP, all them young niggas under OJ. Bless up, boy. Hey, I hope that thing go good with your case, boy. You know what it is. Boulder Crest, nigga. Atlanta, nigga. You know how we do it, boy. Shout out to my boy, Dr. Rock. We about to hit y'all niggas, man. But what I'm saying is that we have to do this for self. When you look at the Motown sound, Barry Gordy was very, he is a Zen master. How in the hell you ain't gonna study him? He is the reason that you get the Supremes, a law supreme, or 19, or Supreme 19. You got to look in the final call to find out what Supreme 19 is. For those that don't know, but for those who I'm talking to, you know exactly what it is. You see, I'm talking about reclaiming the earth. I'm talking about God, Father, Cream. Yeah, that's us, Cream. We Cream, baby. We Cream, son. Done? Yeah. For real. So the thing is, now we must unify. We must forget about all the foolishness that is going on in the mainstream, all the foolishness that separated us, that Pop was speaking out against at the end, because he recognized it was almost like Dr. King. Recognized it after he went up. See, many of you don't know that he went up to Chicago. The Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. went up to Chicago.
and sat in the mansion where the minister is today. And sat. I didn't see that picture until I got into the mall at the Million Man March after leading prayer. And we went in. I was a very young man. And we went into the mall. And when I went into the mall, I see the brothers from March number 66, and they and brother Mike 3X, a tall, slender, dark brother, was peddling the incense, and he had this picture, and this picture had the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and Dr. King sitting like on the couch, and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the middle, excuse me, and pardon self. And I say, well, I've never seen that. I see how much that is. I break him off. We got to start buying products from one another. I'm talking about Black Wall Street now. You don't know it, so I got to spell it out to you niggas, because are you illiterate? You can't read in between the lines. I can't spell it out for you all the time. I'm paraphrasing. That's, nigga, that's 50 Cent, nigga. That's 50. You see, you're illiterate and you can't read in between the lines, but I can't spell it out for you all the time, nigga. You niggas need to get up on what is real. So what I'm saying is that we have to support one another. Everything that I'm talking about right now and everything that I have been talking about through the spirit and the power of the Most High that rules and walks through me, yeah, I walk just like Kanye West with Jesus from Revelations back to Genesis. But again, this is the church where the Reverend smokes MC and sips Genesis. So I hope that I don't have to put none of my words in parentheses, because if okay. I do, I'm going to see some of you as atheists. Yeah.
Okay.
But I ain't going to go there tonight. What I'm going to do, I said, you know I got to call him out. Shut up, Sheen. Boy, okay. I'm the freestyle king. I just called you out. That's my youth. I just called you out. But what I'm saying is that what we have to do is support each other on every level. I supported my man. I supported him. And I saw this thing, but not knowing at the time, I did not know that that meeting, that picture that was taken in the mansion in Chicago, was Dr. King actually bought an apartment up in Chicago. And that chance meeting where you see that picture of Malcolm and Dr. King together, that chance meeting that they met, Malcolm told Martin. They say, you know, we both dead men. But the thing is that death don't exist because Malcolm is still living. The Holy Quran says, speak not that one of my holy ones is dead, for they live, but you perceive it not. So for those in high places who are dealing you mischief across the land, I say you plan and you plot, but Allah is the best of planners and the best of plotters. So tonight, on this day, I deem this night our holy sacramental 360 times two night, the 720. That's two circles, four and two squares. So I deem this our night of unification tonight. Tonight is the night. Give me 1 second here. So, what I'm saying to you is that Black Wall Street is support and do for self. You see a sister selling incense on the bus, you support her. On a higher level, I go on. Yeah, you got that. On a level where on just the bare knuckles on what we're doing here with what they do to that radio, we have to create movie venues. Yes, peace.
We have to create movie venues, because we have underground movies that need to be put out there. That means we have to have our own theaters. We must use the Tyler, I'm going to call it the Tyler Perry blueprint, because for me, he's the biggest, the baddest motherfucking nigga in Hollywood, because he make his own money. He got shows. He know them shows is on somebody else's feet. Guess what? They in syndication. So we got to talk about syndication and what that means when it comes to talking about your payola and how they got to recoup that shit. And he stay loyal. The same people. You got to remain loyal to the people who help you come up. You see, I'm always be loyal to all my niggas, Word is Bond. And when I say word is bond, I mean my word is my bond, and my bond is my life. And I should give my life before my words shall fail. I said, I'm going to let them trust that. See, that's what we grew up on. That's what we grew up on. I was just blessed to be able to receive it. So many of you young niggas out there don't understand some of the things of what I'm talking about. All you got to do is call in and ask questions, and I'll be more than happy to explain it. What I'm saying is that I'm a nigga from the South, and I always say that I'm a down South nigga with up North game. You dig? And what does that mean? That means that my perspective was completely and totally changed. So while niggas was, I was going up and taking the Two Live Crew and the Jam Pony DJs and the Ghetto Style DJs and the Chris Raheem's and the DJ Magic Mike's and the 95 South and the 69 Boys, I was taking that shit up top. And when I go up top, they was dropping me off with all the underground shit. Plus, I could sit right there on WBLS and I could make me a mixtape my damn self. You know, and then I shot my shit up because I had the little Emerson. I borrowed my Uncle James' dual cassette player. I chopped that shit up. I make that shit how I didn't have two turntables, but I had two tape cassettes. So I'd make my own mix CDs right off the radio. Red Alert, Chuck Chilla on the mix, and all them cats, man. Bless them up. They're my niggas, man. They're my, when I call that home. When I went home last November, November for last, because last November was last month, but the November for that, which was 2010, nigga, when I went into the club in Manhattan, I'm in Manhattan in the club in between like 6 and 7. I'm in between 6 and 7, and this club, I felt like pop, because they were like, you know, they were like, nah, you can't come in. I had a fresh sweatsuit on with the sneakers and the, I had my fresh Outkast sweatsuit on, baby blue. You see me rocking it. But I try to go in there like, nah, nigga, you gotta change. You can't come in here like that. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah. So I was like, all right, let me go on the strip, try to find some clothes. So I buy some clothes off the strip and come in. It's a reggae spot, and on the other side it's hip hop and R&B. And I had to put these scuffed up ass raggedy, rinky-dinky-ass shoes on burgundy, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I look like Urkel, and with some dreads and shit. Can you imagine that shit? But when I look at the stage, I'm like, what? It's a gang of niggas on the stage, and it's Cool Herc standing there big like a motherfucker. The Bronx was in the building that night. So back in the day, I called myself KRS-West. So what I'm saying is there's no slight on the teacher, because I went, when he came to Jacksonville, all this is documented. And you got YDP on this motherfucker. He can go to KRS-One. He got niggas can go to KRS-One and say, nigga, did you go to Jacksonville, the University of North Florida in 1991 and get to college? Well, I lost my scholarship because I was like Abdul Raouf, who they call Chris Jackson from Louisiana. Before he went through that shit, what he went through, and I'm just showing you that I'm a revolutionary on different levels. And like Bob said, soon we're going to find out who the real revolutionaries is. So what I'm saying to you is that before he went through that, before Chris Jackson, we played Chris Jackson in the Kissimmee shootout, the Kissimmee tournament. I'm a hooper.
before he went through that, and they beat us. My man Marcus Cohen and shut that nigga down. All this shit is documented, man. I went to Reebok High School, man, Jacksonville, Florida. Everything I'm saying to you, 100. But go in and research it so that you can see it. So that now whenever you hear me talk, whenever you hear me speak, you know that I got a history behind everything that I'm saying. And everything that I'm saying is about the manifestation and the resurrection of our nation, which is we must do for self, and we must create these outlets that we need by using the blueprints that have come before us. Now, before Chris Jackson, who is now Abdul Raouf, went through his thing about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I lost my scholarship because I refused to give my allegiance to any man's flag. I only give my allegiance to the Most High, the Supreme Being, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only give my allegiance to that. I don't give my allegiance to no man's flag, because when you get caught up into that flag worship, that's what it is. They call it patriotism, but it's not. It's flag worship. You're worshiping a flag. You're losing your life. And we must stop. I'm going to say it. We got to stop sending our children to go all around the world fighting for a devil. Stop. You can fight for yourself and do better. If you're going to lose your life, goddamn, do like Malcolm. I can lose my life right here. I lose it right here. Before I go around the world and drip my blood and kill somebody who ain't never called me nigga. But guess what? We now know nigga means king. Not a nigga smigast. Yeah. We now know that. You see? So we must use what I am coining today, tonight, in the shadow hours, as the Tyler Perry Entertainment Do For Self Blueprint. And you got to sing all that shit. I don't even know if I can remember all that shit. We got to do that, though. I be joking, but I be joking, because that's like, we can't get so wrapped up that we become afraid. No, we not afraid, because hey, young Mars, the world is yours. Hey, you know Slick Rick gonna be down there too. Yeah, he gonna be in the building there. I can't think of the name of the club, but yeah, he gonna be down here. Them is the teachers, man. You know what I mean? Them is my teachers anyway, because I come up in that era and I was in the city when them niggas was doing what the fuck they was doing. And I'm gonna go ahead and close it down. And I'm so thankful to the Most High that I've been called to come to this broadcast, because the work that we have to do is so important for those who come up underneath us. We must create our own outlets the same way in the business district up there in Manhattan, where you got the pocketbooks and the purses and all the knockoff jeans. I know where to get all that shit. But what I'm saying is that shit need to be our shit, not knockoff shit, because we got Sister Zia who can create that shit for us. All we got to do is give her a sketch. And we got artists who can sketch out what our thoughts is and say we want this here, that there, and give it to her. And then we got other outlets that I know of, Real Talk, where all you got to do is send them the sketch, and now your clothing line is, and then tell them the type of material that you would like for this to be, and you're going to receive a cost, and then you're going to, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. See, and when we do that, we will begin to reclaim our legacy. My phone is about to go, so I'm gonna say assalamu alaikum, YDB,
Big Baby Jesus, but I love y'all, man. Real talk, all my people up top, Raekwon the Chef and all y'all up there, man. All my people in Fort Greene, man. Bed-Stuy, you know what it is. Gates and Green, you know what it is. Fulton Street, you know what it is. All the Grady Mams up there, yeah, you know what it is. So, I'll be home soon, but I'm home now because I'm on where they do that at radio. I'm signing off. J Dog, give thanks. YDB, the entire crew, all of the underground artists. My favorite underground artist outside of myself is Mr. Sheen. I love you, nigga. Philly, that's what it is. I can't stand y'all skinny ass sidewalks and stepping outside the gate and stepping right into the goddamn street. I can't stand that, but it is the city of brotherly love and it has power. I'm joking again, baby. So I just want to say honor to all my elders who have shown support. Sister Vita, who have come on the airways, all our people in at diaspora. Assalamu alaikum.
Nice. Real talk, this is where they do that radio. Like I said, man, I told you we're going to have a star-studded show tonight. Want everybody to definitely know, this goes out every night on where they do that radio. Yo, you're definitely in the building. We're definitely holding it down. We definitely let it do what it do. What you can do right now is you can definitely hit us up, 347-940-318. Again, that number is 347-940-318. Real talk, it is what it is. All you got to do is just hit us up. We're going to change gears for just a second. We're going to let it ride, man.
Take them to the coffin, as we got involved in.